This video is brought to you by Astapro. More on them after the reaction, peeps.
Citizens of the Reject Nation, it is time for Transformers 1 today.
Very good, John.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm ready to be transformed by this trailer, G. How are you?
I am curious. I'm very curious about it. It's animation, and I'm excited for Transformers to go back to its animated roots. Very curious to see what this looks like. Rejects, please leave your thoughts down below on what you think about this trailer. Are you excited for it? Are you optimistic? Does it look promising to you? We want to know. And also, please be sure to leave a like on this video. That would also be very much appreciated. Anywho, John, are you ready to venture to Cybertron?
Let's get Cybertronic.
Hey, what is up, Transformers fans? Well, this is it, Brian. Our trailer is about to drop.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
I can't wait either.
Oh, yeah, then let's drop it.
Here it comes. Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
The Transformers 1 trailer starts now.
Do you want to do it? That's good. I like that.
I like it, too.
The Transformers 1 trailer starts now.
That comedy.
Whoa. So, how long do you think we'll be here?
Damn. I'm not talking to you.
You know what? We are so screwed.
Thought you weren't talking to me.
You two, come with me.
Detention.
Report to waste management.
Hi there. I'm B-127. I'm actually Bumblebee. Working on some nicknames. The one I'm floating right now is Badassatron, which is actually pronounced Badassatron.
Okay.
Keegan-Michael B.
So it's a comedy.
It sure feels like it.
Lowly worker bots who can't even transform.
Oh, man.
He was Orion Pax.
You want to see what's out there?
Yeah, go live.
There's a reason no one goes to the surface.
Oh, it's like Magneto and Xavier.
Sure.
Dangerous.
Why'd you bring jetpacks?
If we survive this, whoa. I'm gonna kill you.
Ready, player one.
Zion.
Damn, this is cool. We're going to explore Cybertron.
Yeah, wow.
The surface.
A little Thor Love and Thunder there.
Beautiful.
We got more animated movie physics.
All right.
Take these.
Oh, neat.
Wow. Oh, snap.
Potential. They can transform now.
Let's go. You get guns.
It's time to show them we are more than meets the eye.
He said it. He said the line.
Warm now.
On three. One.
Whoa.
It's working. Where's my head? How do we use these things?
Zayo.
I need wheels!
It's a true origin killing story.
Killing it, B.
That's not good.
Oh,
we've got these powers for a reason. Let's use them.
Use them for good.
Leader one. Way to go.
We stand here together as one.
I'm enjoying the look of it.
Yeah. Here, Chris has to do the Peter Cullen.
Oh, I got a battle mask. It appeared with this guy.
Oh,
knife hands? I have knife hands.
I can see that.
Keegan-Michael Key, always playing Keegan-Michael Key.
Yeah. Now talk through the radio.
Woo. Fun, fun.
These are not the bad guys.
Why did you cut the door?
What? No, it was already like that. Right?
Yes, that's right. Yes. It was. Yes. Yeah, it was already like. Yeah, that's right.
Now that's Damn. A voice cast right there.
Yeah, that's a stacked one.
Whoa.
Not bad.
Whoa. I got some thoughts.
Yeah, it was almost overwhelming.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring us. So some fun facts about me. I've been seeing an ENT the past couple of months. Got a CT scan done for my allergies, and right now I'm trying to find time to get deviated septum surgery. So, like many of you, I am someone who's tried pretty much every nasal spray you can think of because I have difficulty breathing through my nose, which leads to day-to-day and sleeping problems on a consistent basis. So before agreeing to this, I wanted to try them out myself because this is a serious thing I deal with. They provided me with free samples. This is my second bottle. This is without a doubt the best nasal spray I have ever used. That's not some talking point. That's my very own personal testimony. Genuinely, for me, it's fantastic and lives up to how it's advertised. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter solution available. It gets to work in just 30 minutes while other sprays take hours to kick in. It's also the only one out there that's steroid-free for 24-hour relief. Astapro has seriously changed the game for me, offering full prescription strength relief from nasal congestion, runny nose, and sneezing. The difference this makes is phenomenal. It's kind of insane how this relief to my breathing and nostrils just kicks in and I'm back in action really fast. So if you're like me, battling with nasal allergies and looking for relief, get fast-acting nasal allergy or symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go. It's faster with Astapro, bro. I saw that commercial. Astapro, it's faster, bro. That's A-S-T-E-P-R-O allergy.com. Remember, use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Thank you again, Astapro, sincerely. All right, well, I am curious to know what you guys did think of that trailer, because this is a unexpected direction, I would say. It was surprisingly comedic to me.
Yeah.
It was more, it sounds silly to say when you really think about it, because we've had this trajectory of going from like the animated property that it is, that its origin truly is from, to the hefts of the Bezos.
Yes. Yeah. The gravitas, the grit.
Yeah, to, you know, live action films like Bumblebee and, you know, Transformers Rise of the Beasts, then to go back to this. And, you know, I feel like the obvious comparison that a lot of people often make when they decide to go animated is to compare it to Spider-Verse in a way.
Sure.
But I don't really get, like, Spider-Verse vibes from here. Like, the animation looks different. At the very the offset, at first, I was like, okay, this animation looks a little bit, you know, like a step above when you would see almost a straight-to-DVD version back in the day.
Yeah, a little bit.
But then as it progressed, it started looking a lot more crisp, a lot more detailed, and a lot more exciting, more involved, right? And there's so many prospects to it that I'm very much looking forward to. Like the fact that, A, we're going to get a Transformers movie where truly there's no humans.
Yes, yeah.
The focus is on Transformers. And we're going to be spending a lot of time with Cybertron, and how Cybertron feels like a ecosystem.
Well, yeah, it feels more like, yeah, like a more organic habitat than you're at least used to seeing from the live action movies thus far, which I think is fun. Because like this definitely felt like more of an animated movie than I guess I had initially expected, because like if you took the Transformers designs from the existing franchise, you know, live action movies up until now, and you just remove the human element, then you would basically have an animated movie. So like this had like a slight bit more of that heightened cartoon element, especially in their faces, going with like the classic animated look on the faces instead of the crazy amount of moving parts that the Michael Bay ones have. And I believe ILM did the animation for this.
Cool.
So like, yeah, to have had this come out of the writer's room, I guess, that they built for the whole Transformers franchise, like this does feel kind of like its own thing, even though it is taking, you know, the characters that have been prominent throughout a lot of the series up till now and using them. Obviously, they are huge characters to the origin of all this. But
yeah. And it's interesting to see just how much personality, I would say, they infuse here. Like, in terms of like the action and the visuals, I feel like that's going to look really cool. I think that's going to be awesome to behold. What surprised me is in terms of like the chemistry and the way the personalities are being portrayed. Like Keegan-Michael Key as Bumblebee feels just like Keegan-Michael Key to me.
Yep.
As Keegan-Michael Key usually does feel.
Yes, him to be him.
Yeah, you know, he brings exactly himself, his personality here. And when I heard like origins of Optimus Prime and Megatron, and my first impression was like, oh, okay, like kind of like an X-Men First Class deal, you know, Magneto and Xavier. But, you know, usually the personality that you associate with those two characters is a lot more serious, is a lot more stoic. So when I say like the comedic, I'm actually not against infusing more of a comedic flair into it. What surprised me is just how comedic the chemistry and the personalities felt of the portrayals of Optimus Prime and Megatron.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not much of like a Transformers fanatic in the sense where I'm like, what are you doing? You know? So I'm willing to give it a chance. But I will say it did kind of throw me for a loop here. I was like, whoa, they are so I'm liking the voice work that Chris Hemsworth is doing specifically.
Sure.
As Optimus Prime. And the trailer does not tonally at all hint at what will ultimately be the divide that occurs with them via Autobot versus Decepticon, you know?
Yeah.
Not at all. Like, to me, it seems like they would just be buddies and they'd be an Avengers team that eventually assembles, you know?
That's how this feels, for sure. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It just feels like they're the two best of buds, and then they have these other characters that we're going to recognize, and they got to get them all together to fight Cthulhu or whoever the tentacle monsters are.
Yeah. And so maybe, you know, with it just being a first trailer, perhaps that is the reason, John, and audience, why
this is a tragedy. Yes, truly, it will be. Yeah,
I mean, if you're doing the origin and you know where they're headed, it's got to have a little bit of that dramatic punch to it that I felt like the trailer didn't at all lead to or set up at, like, whatsoever.
Yeah,
you know, and to I think some people would want to at least get a hint of that, because I feel like it's part of the intrigue, is, you know.
I'm curious to see what the audience response to this will be, just because, yeah, people do revere and love the original animated movie, the animated series from back in the past, you know. And so while the Michael Bay take is not what I associate with most people, you know, considering the gold standard, at the same time, this does seem a bit lighter and seem like it is skewing younger and more, like you said, overtly comedic than I would have expected, and it seems like the kind of thing where, especially lately, we've had issues with how this kind of fiction incorporates comedy in particular. And I think of, you know, like a Brian Tyree Henry, who I quite enjoy, but who some people in the Godzilla films, in which he is, you know, intended to be a big comedic relief character, some people find that kind of frustrating or annoying. And so, you know, to see them embracing that comedic flavor here to such a degree is interesting to me, because I can imagine some people being very excited about that, because, hey, you know, it's been a minute since we've done one of these in a truly sort of light and adventurous fashion.
Yeah.
Even though Bumblebee and Rise of the Beast do have some of that, you know. Like,
sure.
Yeah, this definitely, without feeling like Spider-Verse or like Mutant Mayhem, does feel like it has that energy that those movies bring animation wise without having quite the amount of like jitters and stuff like that.
I mean, I like that it has heart and personality and a sense of wonder that they are definitely aiming to achieve. But there is something about that I felt like, again, it's just a trailer, so you can't judge a movie based off of a trailer, and they want to make a first impression and really make it clear who they're targeting. Like, this feels like a family, like so much of a family movie.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad thing at all. It's really just like, well, you know, I still do think that even though they're aiming for a very specific audience and they want it to be more family friendly, you still need to do the story of what happens.
Gotta
between
see the rise and fall. Yeah. We got to see how they become mortal enemies.
The comedic touch that actually surprisingly did work for me was when they do get the whatever it's called that allows them to actually be Transformers.
Oh yeah, whatever those Allspark thingies were.
Yeah, I forget what they're called. But when they are having like the true origin of figuring out the mechanics behind it.
Oh yeah,
that was enjoyable. That was really fun. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, overall, I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm not like over the moon about it. I'm also like, this could be just one of the anime movies that happens. You're like, it was fun, and then you kind of forget about it, or could surprise and be impactful. Who knows?
I'm rooting for a surprise.
Rooting for a surprise, absolutely, always. But again, what did you guys think? Leave your thoughts down below. Thank you guys so much for being here. Appreciate your time and always hanging out with us. And looking forward to providing more videos for you guys in the month of April and the rest of 2024 as we do. Thanks, John, for joining me once again, buddy.
Of course.
We'll catch you soon, rejects.